CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some. As usual, here on a Wednesday afternoon. In fact, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling we need to play that again. Yeah.
All she needed was some.
What is up, man? The festive season is upon us. We are all living that key December bus lifestyle. You know what it is, man. We really don't give right now, man. This is the time of the free. This is the time for summer to come in and, you know, do the most. It's okay. Go outside there. Be flirty. It's okay. It's summertime. You should have broken up with your boyfriend by now if you're going into December. Come on. That's like a staple rule in the game. You've got to know. Can't be in a relationship during December. What the hell are you thinking, man? Yo, anyway, what's up, man? My name is Mark Julie. You are joining the worst guys on a Wednesday at 2 p.m. Worst Wednesday. You always know we bring the heat up in the Cliff Central studio, and we have a lot to talk about, man. As usual, there's always dope shit going on, and we your first port of call. We the first people you go to find out what's going on, so you can tell your peeps what's been cracking, man. But most importantly, we'll be talking about something which is a little bit close to myself personally. The 21st century black man, or those who go home emakhaya to the rurals or to the villages. Where we're still using long drops, you're still bathing in a bucket with your Vaslap. There's a minimal amount of electricity. Those type of situations are so different to what most of us have become accustomed to in the modern society, in the modern world. We're just going to be finding out from you guys what you think about us. Have we gone too far? Are we sellouts to our African culture, or is being modernized part of Mandela's dream, where, you know, we're all part of this big illustrious plan for us to all be equal and together and blah blah blah. You know how that rainbow nation steez goes. Yeah, man, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later. I'm just holding up for my boy Rehab. He's rushing from the slave ship which he works at. We don't gonna go too much into that, but you know, here we're about living that free life on the worst guys, man. So I hope you guys are well. I'm gonna play a song that's been in my head. Been thinking about this homie ASAP, Fashion Killer. Yeah, that's ASAP Rocky with Fashion Killer. You know what it is, you're chilling with the worst guys.
Worst what?
Worst guys.
Wake up.
Yeah, man, Ria Bessa Cecilia has just joined me in the building, and now we're bringing that fire for you. As
fire.
Usual, on a Wednesday, we make your Wednesday the easiest hump day you ever have to face, man. All right. So, like I said, we'll be talking a little bit about what happens to us when we go back to the Bundus, man, adjusting to that rural life when we've become so accustomed to that Wi-Fi, that air conditioning, that Uber. When things change, man, when Gomboti is the order of the day. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But as you know, before that, we're going to get into a little bit of the news, see what's been popping off in the streets. Oh, that's the wrong song, but we might as well. You guys know you love this song, right? Yeah, that's going to last for a while.
Now I feel much more welcome.
Yeah, because this is the intro song. We can't have started the show without you, actually, without this. So that was for Ria Bessa's sake. And now this is for the new sake, yo.
Read about it. Extra, please grab young Fallon, extra, extra, read all about it, life story of Playboy Penny, extra, extra.
All right. So the first story that drew interest to me this morning when I was reading up on the Daily Maverick was that there has been a murder of 6 people from the South African Communist Party and some members of the ANC in the Njanga area in Durban. And supposedly there's a hit squad that has been taking these people out, because this brings the total tally of party members to 12 that have been killed in the Durban area in 2016. So there's some assassinators out here, bruh.
Yeah, but they're going for the wrong people. Dog, or the wrong person.
I've been saying, like, why hasn't Zuma been assassinated? Like, this is just a legitimate question. I want to ask y'all out there. Do you think that deserves a bullet? Zuma deserves a bullet? I don't know. But if people are getting murked anyway, come on, dog. Just aim your sniper rifle a little bit to the left. You know, find yourself somewhere in Nkandla. You know where the president lives. Get that, homie. Yeah, so there's been a hit squad and people are getting assassinated. I just wish it wasn't people that we don't really care about. That's very insensitive to the people who've just been involved in it. My condolences to the family. I'm just saying, like, I want the same thing as you. I wish it wasn't your family. I wish it was somebody else's, because he's caused enough trouble in our lives. Yeah, so that's happening in the Durban streets, man. Durban is war, actually.
Hey, and funny enough, now I'm actually heading down there on the 31st. I hope I don't catch a stray bullet, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous. All right, cool. So that has been happening. And what else? Eyewitness News has reported that if... there was a possession of documents detailing the procurement of fraud of up to 42 million rand at the SABC.
Ah, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. The SABC. Guys, forget about those people. Hop onto the internet waves where there's freedom of speech, where we don't have 42 million rands worth of fraud just floating around. This is where the business is at. But if you're listening to this podcast right now, you already know that. Just tell your people to...
wake up, wake up, wake up.
Tell him to wake up, yo. This is where it's at. SABC is in a shambles. Yeah, so apparently the parliament will be having an inquiry into these documents. And yeah, the documents also apparently, or allegedly rather, implicate the former chief operating officer, none other than Claudie Motsane.
Mr. Ntofontofo
is breaking the news again. I think this guy likes the limelight, actually. That's his issue. He needs to be a star. He's on the wrong side of the SABC. He needs to be in front of the cameras, you know, making a show. He'd have a hoot show. I would watch a Claudie Motsane show.
What, all about corruption?
Yeah, dog, he'll teach us the ins and outs of how these guys are doing it.
You know the movie How to Steal 1 Million? He's living it. and he's doing even more than 1
how
million.
How to Steal 42 million is exactly the one.
And not get caught. Well, he's got caught, but the thing is, ain't nobody doing anything about it. Yeah, that's what frustrates me.
Not yet. So apparently this amount was for refurbishing a studio at the SABC headquarters, and yeah, it was just a grossly inflated amount. So there's a tender going on there, and somebody's coining it big time. Big time. All right, okay. Then also, this one was particularly interesting to me and should be for most of us young people. The Wits actually announced an 8% increase for 2017 with regards to the fees.
Pop. Fees must fall. Reloaded part 2.
Part 3. Part
this,
3.
Oh, yeah. No. The part 2 was reloaded.
This is
part 2. This is reloaded 2.1. Part 2.
Yeah. 2.1.
I swear they're going to burn the university.
Yeah, because they think they're getting away with it because everybody's stressed about results now. You don't even know if you're going back to university.
Oaks are chilling at home like, yo. Like Oaks during Christmas.
Yeah.
So they're busy buying each other petrol bombs and stuff. Listen, like how many do you need, bro? What's on your list?
Just the theatre and the drama department. I'm just going to blow up those
Oaks places. Are claiming, no, get rid of its museum.
Yeah. All right, so there's an 8% fee increase, which was apparently discussed with the SRC elect and approved by
Jesus
them. A 0% hike would essentially mean 191 million rand deficit for the university. Yeah, he almost got me there. Listen properly. A 6% deficit would equal a 90 million rand deficit if the 6% increase were to take place. And an 8% increase means that the deficit will stand at 56.5 million. I don't know about you, but 56.5 million is still a lot of money to be in deficit. But I guess it's either that or no institution at all.
All I'm saying is... you know, a lot of people, you know, got injured. Some people died because these fees must fall. How with this increase already being mentioned right now, we're gonna go into the new year knowing that niggas are gonna die. People are gonna go to jail.
You know,
students more particularly.
I genuinely believe that some of the students who were part of the Fees Must Fall protest won't be coming back next year to 2017. They're the naughty kids. They're the kids in a pack. And like, let's start a fire, there, bro. You know what I'm saying? They don't have time because now they're shitting themselves. Because the results, I know, genuinely,
the students aren't shitting themselves. The lecturers, they're like, oh my gosh, I cannot go back there. It is people. You know what needs to happen?
Yeah.
Private institutions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's gonna start happening.
Yeah.
Online learning.
Yeah.
You know, for all of these oaks with the MacBook Pros and the Wi-Fi chilling at the crazy.
Yeah, you don't even have to leave. And once you've left high school, I think homeschooling ain't so bad because you've learned the social cues that
after
you would have
after high school
before.
You just need to learn from the university of life.
That's true. That's a
after high school
just learn from the university of life. Yo, there's a lot going out here in these streets. Just be aware, be open to it, man. Be open to it. Yeah, so that's been popping off in the news. Just go tell your friends about it. Extra read all about it, man. We're gonna go straight into the topic of today. And we are talking about our adult lives and how we transition from being from the rural areas to being in the modern society. Man, to be honest, the reason why this came up for me was that, you know, it's December time and this means that we all go back to home, Emakaya, where we were originally from. You know, as black people, when somebody asks you where you're from, it's never... four ways Johannesburg. That's not where you're originally from. You always know there's another.
For the born
answer.
Freeze, yeah. No. Oh, what do you mean, bro? I was born in Harton. I was born in Harton.
But even that Harton has an Emakaya there where his Gorko lives.
Yeah, but he's gotten to the level where he's like, no, mom, I'm not going there anymore.
Never again, mom.
I fucking saw a rat while I was shitting. It wasn't fun. I had to go outside. I brushed my teeth outside.
No,
I can't
ways,
take
mom.
It anymore.
Yo, this guy's so private school, he's got a British accent.
There's levels to a private school accent. There are levels.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, like, maybe we've gone too far, man, because I can't wait to go home. Can't wait to get in touch with my African side. You know, it's good to go back to where you originally came from. Where are you actually originally from?
Kronstadt.
Well, Kronstadt.
Because that's where my father's from, you mm-hmm. know, and we take everything from our father's side, basically.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I was born in Bloemfontein.
Yeah. All right. So for me, it's a much more distant land, Empangeni. It's a rural village. And it's tight, man. It's cool. The kids there are dope. You know, there's lots of kids. Because that's what our people are doing.
Like, niggas love having kids.
They do.
If we implemented that Asian law of, you know, getting grant for one child, after that, you must pay for yourself. I tell you, niggas. The thing is, what are you going to do in the hood, bro, except drink
Pubs.
And chow?
Yeah, that's all you get to do is drink and have sex, really.
Yes, and that's...
You know, I also think, to a large extent, they want to have big families because in that sense, you have some sort of control. You have some sort of power over people, you know. That's the only access to a kind of a purpose, you know, as opposed to just being lost in the rules, working at Checkers. You know, on a day-to-day. I think family gives purpose to a lot of our people.
Fine, family gives purpose. But to some certain extent, you got to realize that I cannot afford another child.
I
think some of them feel like this is the lottery. Maybe the next one is going to be Lionel Messi. Dololo Messi, now you've got another child. You know what I'm saying?
Dololo Messi, boy, Dololo. That's the thing. No, your child's not likely to be a superstar. Let's be honest. Okay, so anyway, back to the topic at hand. So the rural areas, right? Long drops. This is my situation. There's a long drop. There's a lack of electricity. I haven't been there really long. But I know when I walk outside, it's pitch black. Nothing you can see. You still guys are in a basin, my boy, with a vast lab, you know, the casual one, the shower from your feet.
Yes. Can I tell you, nothing will make you treasure water more than you know, City Park switching off your water, and you live in four ways, my boy.
Yeah.
I had to fucking go to the outside tap, fill up an emmer.
Yeah.
Then put on the kettle and warm up the water like that. Then still go to the basin.
Yeah.
Then mix the cold water that I had remaining along with some hot water with a vaslap.
Oh, my word. You see, you almost went travel there. You almost went all the way.
What do you mean almost, bro? The only luxurious thing that I had was a basin and not an emmer that I was washing. You know what I'm saying?
My word.
But that's essentially what you're going back to.
Yeah, is that have we gone too soft? Can we not live that lifestyle? Look, personally for me, the thing that I don't
even know why you're asking that. Let's be honest. It's not preferable.
Yeah, like for me, let me be honest. Like slaughtering a goat, like I'm not about that slaughtering life. Like I've participated in the ceremony where like I just hold a leg or something. Like, I'm that guy. I hold one of the legs.
I'm not even gonna lie. I held it once. That thing kicked. I was like, nah. I'm out.
I'm gonna make some salad with the women, yo, with some veggies. You see, does it make us weak? Because
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to cut no goat's throat. What the fuck?
I want to eat it though.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
But like you see, I'm a modern guy. I want to live in denial like everybody else. Nobody wants to actually slaughter the chicken that comes from KFC. But I mean, somebody's doing it at the end of the day. But I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. And the thing is, now, what? What irritates me is that now we're perceived as Oreos.
Yeah, we're perceived as sellouts. That's the big thing for me, is sellouts. And that also leads me kind of like to my next point, talking about us being sellouts where our cultures are genuinely different. The way we live life here in Johannesburg in comparison to the way people live life in Empangeni, for example. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no Cliff Central podcasts. Well, there's nothing... modern. There's no Uber. You have to literally go back to
can Uber eat hash or something.
Yeah. The sugar cane in the fields, that's your Uber Eats. I don't know what you people want, but all I'm saying is that there is a real big difference between the culture that we experience at home in Makaya and the home that we have here, our modern lives,
take nothing away. I enjoy going back and living the simple life sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, you need to get
sure.
away from the rush and the hustle and bustle of not even just Johannesburg, but, you know, being a young, ambitious person, you're always working, you're always in a hurry.
Mm.
You like things are moving so fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to take a step back and say, whoa.
Yeah.
You know. But it's not preferable to stay there and to live there.
Yeah.
And we can't be judged nor blamed for adapting.
Yeah, for sure. Because we've adapted and we've come to the understanding that in this modern world, in this real world,
exactly.
we have to be able to keep up with the people who have been here for the longest time. We're not going to mention a race, but we have to be able to keep up. And that means doing away with our old ideas and our old traditions, for example. I mean, a lot of our African cultures are rooted in patriarchy, for example. And as a feminist, there's a lot of problems I have with those things. But when I go home, you see me still participating in these acts. And where do we draw the line? Are we just so two-faced that patriarchy doesn't matter when I'm at Empangeni, or must I be at home and say, nah, I'm not going to do this because, you know, my friends would lose it in Joburg and say I'm a misogynist bigot because of the type of things that we're doing. And it doesn't make sense to me that we have to be one thing. I genuinely do believe we can switch between the two worlds.
That's the beauty of our race. We're versatile.
We are extremely versatile. I 100% agree with that. And we just need to come to a conclusion in terms of where we see ourselves in the future and what kind of connection we'll still have to our rural homes. Because obviously the more we advance, the further we go, it's going to be further and further away from those lallies.
Lose touch.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're forgetting where you come from. You know where you come from. You can never forget.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I can go live in a mansion right now. Trust me, I'll know what it is to live in a fucking hood. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You can
sure.
never lose that. It's just that, as people, what are we doing if we're not growing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And even though we come from places such as Empangeni, Bloemfontein, Gauteng, we're also trying to help our families grow with us.
Yeah.
It's not that we just want to do it alone. I also want to be able to provide for them and then help them get to where I am as well.
Yeah.
To make sure that I don't lose touch with them.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's also about learning, I think, when you go back, is learning about where you are, where you come from. Like you said, you'll never forget. But in terms of your genetic lineage, your grandparents, your parents before that, what did they do? Yeah, the family tree. I think that's an important part for me going back, is establishing that family tree, because I know of my grandparents and my parents, but not to such an extent where I can go back centuries or the beginning of our time in South Africa. What was my family doing in South Africa to start off with? You know, those are the kind of things that you can find out from going back home. So it is always a good experience.
Yeah.
I love going home. And I also appreciate the love I receive from people at home who haven't seen me in a long time, who don't know the kind of life I live, but they still appreciate me as Mark, the young boy who is just playing in the trees. Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, like, for example, right? You go back home and they don't want to necessarily be open to adapting to the things that you want to teach them as well.
Yeah, you see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, the distancing ourselves from patriarchal values, which are very much embedded in our culture. Like, it's hard to go back home and say, but no, guys, this is wrong. This is how we do it in Joburg. And then you become the pariah.
Yeah.
Then you become that coconut from Josie who thinks he knows what's up.
Oh, he has it too much.
He has it too much. Yeah, exactly. And there's almost this willful ignorance that this life, the simplicity of this life
is... we're seen as the ignorant.
Yeah. So this simple life is kind of more valued than the high life, the mansion life, the fast-paced Joburg traffic living life.
And the irony of it all is that we were sent to varsity to get education, to learn and bring back that knowledge.
Yeah.
Yet when we bring that knowledge back, it's not welcomed with open arms.
It's almost as if we've gone too far.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Don't send us to school, because now we're going to have FISMAS 4 reloaded part 2. And then you're going to say, no, you go, I'm sending you there for nothing, but when I come back with an education now you don't want to learn.
Yeah. No, I completely get it, dude. All right, I'm just going to play out with a little track and then we're going to end off the show. It's been an amazing conversation, but please do join us, man. Join us on the Twitter streets at @_worstguys, or you can hit us up at cliffcentral.com. Tell us about how you feel about going back to the rurals or to the lalis or emakaya, home,
#emakaya,
whatever you call it. And you know, I'm actually interested to hear the perspective from the white side. You know, what is the change for you when you go home to your grandparents? Is it the farm? Are you in a two-tone shirt and the jean pant or whatever you call it, because that's what people are like. That's what your grandparents and your heritage and your history is like. It would be really awesome to find out if there is much of a change for the other side, you know, because I think our history has very much caused that kind of divide, in the sense that where our older generations are poor and us are coming out of that and starting to develop wealth. So tell us if you have a different perspective, please, man. I'm really enjoying this conversation. Yeah, coming up next is Tyler Creator with She featuring Frank Ocean.
Golden rubbers in these denim pockets. On my waist there's a black Glock. New girl moved on the block. She been plotting on my brown cock. Last night I slept over hers. During sex I overheard. A sword sliced the air, I pulled out the nana, rolled off the bed and shot back. Pow pow, blood on the sheets, probably spilling from my gash. Looked out the glass, him sprinting on the grass. A real ninja with the blade and the mask. Had them gold ninja stars and red supreme nunchucks. Now she tryna patch me up, but girl, I was just tryna get enough bust. If that's your ex, you should probably own a pistol. But I'm guessing it's wiser to exit with dude.
The blinds wide open so he can't see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Get by, fresh out the shower. You touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bedroom. You're sleeping alone in bed. Check your window.
Swag.
He's at your window.
Nightlight hits soft, I'm turning kisses to bites. I'm a down to earth nigga with intentions, that's right. You'll be down on earth quicker if you diss me tonight. But I'll be the happiest if you decide to kick it tonight. You can chill and I can act like I don't wanna fuck. You can tell me all your problems like I really give one. But I give two for us, cause you're the one that I want. Don't wanna sing like a punk pussy, that simps like a punk pussy. See, when I'm with my friends, I just put on the front. But in the
the back of my top. I'm writing songs about we is including I, and yourself making three. Little ones drunk, hitting pretty hard if you ask me. They were pretty broad in the top three of things that I've been waiting to come. So meet me by the lake around 10, it's getting different, and then we can begin the pretend game. I wanna be Finn from Adventure
Time. Eyes wide open so he can see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Get by, fresh out the shower, you touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bed, you're sleeping alone in bed. Check your window. Is that your window?
1, 2, you're the girl that I want. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, shit, 8 is the bullets. If you say no after all this, and I just couldn't take it, you're so motherfucking gorgeous. Gorgeous, baby, you're gorgeous. I just wanna drag your life as body to the forest and fornicate with it, but that's because I'm in love with you. I just wanna talk and conversate, cause I usually just talk. You will masturbate, and I finally got the courage to ask you on a date. I'm just saying yes, and you fall into place. I just wanna talk and conversate, cause I usually just talk. You will masturbate, and I finally got the courage to ask you on a date. I'm just saying yes, and you fall into place. Cunt.
The blinds wide open so he can see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Fresh out the shower, you touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bedroom, you're sleeping alone in bed. Check your window, is that your window? The blinds wide open so he can see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Goodbye, fresh out the shower, you touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bedroom, you're sleeping alone in bed. He's at your window.
1, 2, you're the girl that I want. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, shit, 8 is the bullets. If you say no after all this, and I just couldn't take it, you're so motherfucking gorgeous, 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 gorgeous.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's Tyler Creator featuring Frank Ocean. She, man, I love that relationship, the Art Future relationship. Tyler the Creator, Sid from the internet. Apparently, Tyler slept on Frank Ocean's couch and shit. Man, these people are homies in the game. That's what I've realized about a lot about entertainment is that there's always a squad or a clique. You have to be part of some sort of crew that's gonna feature in your shit, that's gonna be having the same vision as you. Andre 3000 is always in the same circle as
I
Frank
guess
Ocean.
It's all about surrounding with yourself with people on the same, with the same vision as
yeah I think that's exactly
that's
what
how
it
you
is.
Grow
that's exactly what it is. Yeah, man. So anyway, you're back with the worst guys. Mark Julie here. I just wanted to finish up the conversation that we were having about going back to the rurals, and have we gone too soft as modern millennials, let me say. The only thing remaining is what we do as the millennials, the people living in modern society. Where do our children go? What's the next step for our generation? Because it'll come to a stage where to visit your grandparents, you don't have to go to the rurals. You know, because that'll be our parents who live also, who are the first to break out into modern society, let's say, from our black heritage. So now your grandparents will also live in cities in Johannesburg. So does that mean that our generation is never going back to the lollies to go to our great grandparents?
I think if I have to conclude things from my side, all right, if I have to sum things up, what we actually need to do is build a better of understanding of where we come from. Because I think we know, but we don't really know. Because I can't tell you about where my great-grandparents come from. Maybe some people can, and kudos to those people who can, but I can't tell you, and I'm being genuine with you. I can't tell you further than that. I can only tell you up until my grandparents.
Yeah, that's the same as me.
And I feel like that's wrong. And as much as we try and learn, you can't learn that much without being within that environment, with being around your grandparents who know more about their parents and more about everything else before that time. But then we also need to make that link between them and still, as you said, go forward.
Yeah, we need to be able to hold on to that past and take our future children to the next place, wherever that might be. None of us know. But yeah, I still think it's a bit difficult to hold on to that heritage, because I think the further we go, the less inclined our children are going to be to want to go back to the place. It won't make sense. It'll be like, so you're just taking me so I can learn some shit about my heritage. That will literally be the only reason. For now, I have to go back if I want to see my grandparents, because the odds of them coming here are much lower. They don't have as much money as I do. But when we don't have to go far and wide to visit our grandparents, it's going to have to be a conscious decision to figure out where we're from. Yeah.
At the end of the day, learn from where you came from.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So pretty dope conversation. I've really, really enjoyed it, man. Tell me if you think that we've gone soft as millennials. Are our air-conditioned rooms and Wi-Fi filled buildings too much? Have we lost our way? I don't think so. I just feel like we're going in a new way. And just to touch on what you said earlier, I think black people especially are going somewhere where we've never been before. Yeah. Because it's been hot for various reasons. We'll not get into that now. But yeah, man, we're going to finish off with a freestyle with the worst guys as usual. I'm going to find out what's popping with my boy Ria Betswe, but things really are slowing down in Johannesburg. Man, it's been really quiet. It's been really quiet.
I won't even lie. People have left Johannesburg earlier this
year. Yeah, this year they really have. They were taking liberties.
Early this year. Started with the whole Black Friday thing. From Black Friday,
people were gone. I got
everything I needed from Checkers. I'm gone now.
Yeah, that is true. So things have slowed down, but we will be back with some more heat and events coming to you live from the worst guys. As for now, we're just going to wrap up with the freestyle from the worst guys. You know what it is. Never forget. Every Wednesday, baby.
Worst Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. I said 1, 2, 3 into the floor. D-R-E. What am I saying? I'm coming from the burbs. I'm coming from four ways. Doing it in the worst way. I'm a worst guy. And it ain't no surprise. Although I'm from BFN, from Rocklands. And everybody knows that's where my time has been spent. Back in the past days, I did it in the worst way. I'm trying to find a new way to bring everybody together. My family, my mother and my sister and my daddy. I'm trying to make them happy. They don't seem to see that the life I'm living is the new way. They say that I'm crazy, they're trying to slow me down. But the way things are going down, I gotta speed it up so that I manage to erupt and blow up the whole town. I ain't even trying to make some people dead. I'm just trying to make some bread and share it like Jesus did. Hey.
Oh, sharing bread like Jesus did. And I don't even care cause that nigga's dead. I'm the new messiah, maybe I'm a pariah. I'm a truth seeker, maybe I'm a liar. Cause I'm always out here and I'm always bringing the fire. But anyway, I will never ever retire, cause there's so much more to do. And I'm the guy who will always come through. I'm here for you, boo. So don't be scared when I'm coming at you. Say, how you doing tonight? Would you like a drink or two? Yeah. Oh baby, I ain't no Bill Cosby. And I know you're getting frosty cause it's cold out here. But I'm the one who warm you up, keep you lit at night. And everybody know it's alright, alright. We might be from a different place, but it's okay because we're still the human race. And I mean, I don't like to display your affections in public, but you're the one I will always be hugging. I know it gets tough when I'm not around. It's okay, I'm still another face in the crowd. And you can take your pick, I mean you my chick, but it's okay, I know you out there getting other dick. It's and like let this. Me go back and watch this old flick, because it reminds me of you. You are my boo, and I had the time with you, chilling in bed, eating pizza, drinking wine. It was so divine. But now there's so many people in line waiting for me, but hey, they can't even see that I'm not ready, because I'm bound to be on the stage. And let's flip over to the next page.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like this and like that and like this and it's like this. Who gives a fuck about homes? Just chill for the next episode.
Worst. It's the worst, guys, baby. Dope as always. We love you, man. Take care of each other. We'll see you on the next side. CliffCentral.com.